All right, y'all, it's spring, and you know what that means. It's time to start planning our summer festival traveling. Yep, it's time to get into my Airbnb bag cross-country, a.k.a. Time to visit my homes all across the country. And you know what I never think about? Why not list my own spot on Airbnb and host some folks at my house? I mean, my house is cute. Yes, let's make money while we're spending money. Just trying to help you out, man, because your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio.
Suprema, Suprema roll call. Suprema, Suprema roll call. Suprema, Suprema roll call. Suprema, Suprema roll call.
These are my peers.
Yeah.
Call me Amir.
Yeah.
Or call me Quest.
Yeah.
We ain't got no guests.
Fonte,
oh, yeah.
And I go for Dolo.
Yeah.
We ain't got no guests.
Yeah.
So we doing this solo.
Roll call. Suprema. 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 Roll call.
My name is Sugar.
Yeah.
I'm never scared.
Yeah.
When it comes to roll call,
yeah.
I'm fucking prepared.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema. Roll call. Suprema.
Get out of here.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Laia, Steve.
Yeah.
Quest and Fonticolo.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema. Roll call.
Pressure's on you.
Suprema. Suprema. Roll call.
It's Laia.
Yeah.
Ain't this a trip?
Yeah.
Ain't got no guests.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Roll call. Suprema.
Change the key.
Roll call. Suprema roll call. Suprema, Suprema roll call. Suprema, Suprema roll call.
Fucking modulated the goddamn theme in the middle.
I had to make it fun.
That was a music theater move if I've ever heard one.
That was my best one yet. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you stopped that one.
Thank
no
you.
Pressure, man.
Thank you. Thank
no
you.
Pressure.
Thank you. Thank
congrats
thank
to you, winner.
Mm.
Well done.
Well,
so,
Steve.
Against my wishes... My authority figures at this, our beloved podcast, Brittany and Cousin Jake and Laia, the producers of the show, suggested that we should do something that we haven't done in a long time.
We ain't done it.
Actually, you know what? I will admit, last month I did the Conan O'Brien podcast, and I kind of missed.
Yeah, I checked. It was good, man.
They kind of, thank you. So they kind of like, I forgot that while I was doing that interview, I was like, damn, I used to have this Cypress Energy on my own podcast. Like, why don't we go back to that? So, yes, we are. This is not, someone didn't stand us up.
It's intentional.
Like, boy, with that laugh now, did someone stand us up?
No. You just tried to fill in this gap a lot of times, so I got confused. Because I was like.
Well, yeah, I was trying to go for Narda Michael Walden, and we were trying to go with, I mean, right now I'm just dying to get to anyone over the age of 65 because. You never know. So,
just well, interview you know. Yourself
You're,
then.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, geriatric jokes. Damn.
Are we all up there, Steve?
Oh,
you just had a birthday.
Yeah.
How was it, Steve?
Yeah, just keep coming.
Steve My is 108 years old.
Is incredible. I stayed home.
That's good. Wait, is that good?
Yeah, this seems that's what you do on your birthday.
Oh. That's what you do on your birthday.
You know what? I think I was sick on my birthday. You ever been on sick on Christmas or your birthday?
Yes.
What's Christmas?
Really?
Is it too early for people to laugh at my jokes? Or what's going on?
That was actually good.
Your Jewy Christmas jokes are landing right now.
Yeah.
Well done.
Maybe I'm supposed to be in Will Ferrell's podcast. I'm in the wrong room.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully he'll you know.
How about a mercy laugh or anything? Or we could just start over.
So we're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Is this a vacation of sorts, or are you guys still...
This is my only vacation.
I feel
vacation.
Like Bill's about to go out of his mind if he doesn't. I feel like we're taking you away from something really important right now.
No.
No. I mean by the presence. I just meant like you got real shit going on. We all got real shit going on, but you really got real shit.
No.
Do you notice that for real, Bill is worse than you when it comes to like the flowers? You see him, he's all like weird. He's turning white.
Right, yeah, I don't do well with flowers.
Let's start with Bill then.
Yeah.
Let's go. Bill, what you been up to, bro? First and last episode
of Questlove Supreme, starring Bill Sherman.
No, what you been up to, man? So the Tonys are over.
The Tonys are over. I didn't win any Tonys.
And
I did
Julia's
get nominated for a Tony.
Running.
Julia's still running.
Okay.
And Juliet on Broadway.
And it's expanded.
And it's expanded. It's in Singapore.
Let people know what it is.
And Juliet is a musical I worked on. It's the retelling of Romeo and Juliet with the songs of Max Martin, Swedish pop songwriter extraordinaire.
So basically Britney and sing Backstreet Boys.
Yep.
I'm still
and
shocked that
amazing.
He wrote that Bon Jovi song.
It's My Life.
I didn't know he wrote it.
Yeah, they did that in the play.
So was he first?
Was who first?
Okay, my analogy is what Bangladesh is to Khalees for Bossy is It's My Life that for his catalog. Like, is that the first big song that he wrote?
No, he did all the Backstreet Boys stuff. So the first
like what was his very first joint that
Ace of Base. I Saw the Sign.
What?
Was one of his earlier ones. And then you know Robin? Not
Robin.
Not
yeah,
Robin.
Yeah.
Give me
Show
love.
Me Love, Robin.
Show yeah. me love.
He wrote that.
Or Give Me Love, okay.
And then all the early Backstreet Boys. So like any Backstreet Boys song that was big, Quit Playing Games With My Heart. And
okay.
blah, blah, blah.
Quit Playing Games With My Heart.
So I thought the Bon Jovi joint came.
Oh, that's way later.
Oh, so he jumped on the bandwagon. I get now. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like that was like a one-off for him. There's a couple of those that exist in the show too, but mostly it's like, you know, it's Backstreet Boys. It's some NSYNC stuff, a lot of Britney stuff, and then like Ariana and The Weeknd and blah, blah, blah.
You know, it's weird. Without me knowing who he was, we actually had a Max Martin song during the tipping point period.
Really?
And then he scoffed and was sort of like, I don't want this hit ass song going to this group. Like, who are they? And then I believe he gave that song to, you remember Tila Tequila?
Shut up.
What?
Shut it.
By the way, where Tila at?
She was the original.
She was going back when I last
seen
her. She was like on the Trump bandwagon for a second.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nah, but she was the first. She was that kind of what influences are now. She was kind of the first of that on MySpace.
Pre-Instagram, pre-Twitter.
Her and Tom.
Her and Tom.
Tom's a friend, sir. Tom
was MySpace.
Okay, there you go.
Tom was MySpace.
But it wasn't like we went to him directly. It was, there was an artist from Philly. I'm forgetting because I should know him. Dude was actually incredible. If you have our 2-volume greatest hits compilation, whenever he's like singing Break You Off. Do you remember Old Boy?
But I was just nodding because I love that compilation. The understanding.
With the live drawings on it.
Yeah, it's just so cool.
Right. So he, the time like Rich discovered him, I think his father was somehow associated with Bunny Sigler or like Instant Funk or whatever. But this dude, I mean, he's sort of, he was Bilal Light or whatever, but he had a joint called like All My Skater Friends, All My Hipster Friends. We all want the same thing. We all want the same thing. The song was like, we made the song dope, but basically Max Martin was just like, in word, please.
I can't wait to.
let me give this to someone that's really going to elevate the song. So I think like Tila Tequila used it for, I guess she had a reality show on VH1, right?
Mm-hmm. Finding her a date or something like that.
Right. Well, that was the theme of it. So. So I hope he's happy with that decision.
I can't wait to ask him.
It went to the right. He probably don't remember. He probably didn't know what a Roots was, you know.
He know now, though.
What a Roots was.
Now he
was.
Know. So let me get in a time machine and travel back 15 years and get that song back. Yeah,
really
man.
Good play. Really good play.
So what's next for you, Bill?
Well, let's see. Sesame Street's happening. Sesame Street is not part of the writer's strike, which is now over, but so it continues to move on. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, my daughter made the volleyball team as an eighth grader, so we go to a lot of volleyball, which is great.
And, can we get new titles for them? Because now they're not kids anymore.
They're
so
not.
We gotta,
so before they were what? We called them.
We were the angel and the devil.
Yeah. They still are that. But now they're just older, and it's different. I don't know. Fonte, you can talk to this. Like, when your kids get older, it's like there's like a weird moment where they sort of switch into like you don't have to like care for them all the time, and they don't really want to be around you that much.
So they say the words, Dad.
Yeah. Or just like, can I know we're supposed to be with you, but like, can we just not be with you?
Yeah. I'd rather be with my friends.
And then weirdly, the younger one, like she gets really she gets really sad. She's like, I want to go to my friend's house, but I feel really bad leaving you here all alone, as if I'm like this like lonely loser that I'm by myself.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? I'm fine. Like, don't worry about me. I'm good.
Are you sure? I'm finished this bottle, Jameson.
Yeah. I was like, I'm good at being alone. Don't worry about it. I'm totally, you know, but she weirdly feels bad.
Wait, can I ask? All right. So I revisited, during the strike, because there was nothing to watch, I revisited a show with a character in a similar situation with two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Said character has been... All right, fuck it.
Come on, man.
I was rewatching Louie.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And there was an episode where they're on a subway train, and the youngest one, who is sort of the rebel rouser, decides at the last minute to run off the train as the train closes. And, you know, so when you're saying the more mischievous one, is she that level of daredevil?
No.
Okay, that's
she's too afraid to do that. Like, okay. The idea of like being like alone on a subway platform
City.
Scares the shit, I'm sure, out of her. But like she's just more outspoken. Like, okay, so we were having dinner the other day, and she just got a cell phone. She's 11 years old, and we were out to dinner, and I said, "Can you please put your phone down? We're having dinner." And she goes, "Sure, I just need to say goodbye to this person." And I was like, "No. Put the cell phone down." She was like, "But it," like she didn't understand that like this was the end of this conversation, and she got really mad about it. And so I grabbed her phone, and when you physically do something to a child, it's a thing.
Good.
And so I grabbed the phone, I put it over here, and she was so pissed. And like, but then weirdly, I was also out to dinner with my ex-wife and her husband. And so, but
she got remarried.
She's about to.
Not know this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we haven't had a thing. Here we are. Now you know. But we all three of us weirdly, like without talking, agreed that how dare she fucking do that? And we all equally got mad at her, which was nice. There was like some solidarity on the side of parenting, which felt right with my ex-wife and her soon-to-be husband, the people who I should be in full agreement with at all times.
That's right.
What the fuck? Anyway.
There you go.
So
that's called maturity.
Teamwork.
But yeah, but she's like very defiant, I think is the right word. Another D word. She's defiant as opposed to like daredevil.
Hey, Bill, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What's the last coolest thing you did on the street? Like, what was that you remember? Like, this is fucking cool.
On the streets?
Yeah. I call it the street. Oh. Like Sesame Street.
On Sesame Street?
Oh.
Well, we were just at a thing with Haim. Haim was on Sesame Street last year, and I wrote a song for them about the ABCs, and they were super
I'm sorry,
fun
that's
words.
Not Haim?
No, I think it's Haim, isn't it?
H-A-I-M, that group.
Are you doing the Jewish remix?
I isn't that how they say it?
I thought it was Haim.
I thought it was Haim. I'm pretty sure.
Haim.
No, it's not that.
That's what
I believe it's Haim. I think I just said it right.
And this is the two girls, right?
The sisters. There's three of them.
The three Valley High chicks. Oh.
Yeah, they were on Sesame Street. They did great. They had a really good time. That was cool. I'm trying to think what else.
Wait, I have a Sesame. I think I always ask this. I feel as though the late 90s and early aughts was Elmo season.
Mm-hmm.
You guys went heavy on Elmo and kind of laid back on the Muppets I grew up with. Like, Grover wasn't getting no play.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert Birdsfoot probably still in that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Guy Smiley. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, motherfucker, don't act like there's not a seven in the third
you
digit of your
birth
year.
Company people. I don't know these people.
Okay. Yes. Laie was born in the early 90s, people.
Yeah.
Wink.
Wow.
Not Grover.
Right there after grunge, Laie was born.
Right. But what I'm saying is there a development staff that's like, yo, we got to introduce new Muppets and new characters and sort of phase old ones out?
I think it's less about phasing old ones out and more about just new ones. So, like, we have one that's like, she's Korean. Her name's Ji Young. And there's another one who has autism, and her name is Julia.
I have one that's like, isn't like the kids' parents are like incarcerated or something. You got that?
Yeah. Yep.
What's that? What's that one name?
I don't know.
Raheem?
I knew where this was going. So
thank you. I couldn't make that joke. So
Chaim.
You. But I actually
looked it up. His name is D'Elmo.
I actually looked it up the other day for some weird reason. There's 3,400 Muppets
really?
In the history of Muppetry.
Really?
Well,
in the canon
that's
of Muppetry?
Jim Henson, too.
3,400. Well, how's that even possible?
There's the Sesame Street Muppets, right? And then there's like the Muppet Muppets, like Miss Piggy and Kermit, blah, blah, blah. And it's two
and
very separate
Fraggle
things.
Rats, and then
that's Jim Henson.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I know, but 3,400? How do you...
Oh, well, people are busy making puppets.
Sesame Street must be like an entire, like...
Empire?
Yeah, like a whole... it's not a street anymore. It's a...
Cul-de-sac?
It's time for a new movie. They made one since the Big Bird movie, which was really awesome. Do you have any ends on that? Do you know there's a movie coming?
No, there was. And then I don't know what happened. It just disappeared. Like things, I'm learning that things in Hollywood just do. They puff into smoke.
The Muppets, the last one I saw, it was the one where Kermit, who's the evil Kermit? Constantine?
Yeah.
It was the
Muppets Most Wanted or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that one newer. Was good. Like in the last 10
that
years.
That one was good.
That's like the last 10 years?
Yeah. That one was good. There's a song on there on the soundtrack. Because I think the guys who do Flight of the Conchords.
Yep.
There's a song on there that Constantine sings, and it sounds like a Jamiroquai song. That shit is
It's a jam?
Wow. That shit jamming like here. It's called I Get You What You Want. It's basically a tricking anthem. It's like Constantine telling Miss Piggy, I'll buy you whatever you want and shit. And so.
Oh, is that where Evil Kermit comes from?
Yes.
Isn't it weird that
shit is jamming though? The song jamming.
Like, have you guys had meetings about the fact that T comes from you guys and
oh, like memes? The memes you mean? Oh
yeah like spill the tea.
Oh.
But that's not them. That's Jim Henson.
That's,
Kermit
yeah,
is
that's,
not with them.
That's the Muppets.
Yeah.
So Kermit is officially not Team Sesame Street anymore. You haven't done Muppet News Flash.
I've only worked with Kermit once. There was like a season 50. The anniversary thing, and Kermit sang with Elvis Costello, being green on the set. So the only time I ever hung out with Kermit, and it's the only time there's been a crossover in years.
So who's Grover's foil if Kermit's no longer on the show?
Grover's dead, son.
No.
I'm not sure if you heard.
Grover's his own foil.
Grover has diabetes.
He's like 80 years old. He's like...
Are Muppets allowed to get old? Like, I feel like Grover is the original Elmo, and then y'all must have colorism issues or something. Y'all just gave
it to... I think he was too mad.
Blue people got
well. He was neurotic.
You know what's interesting is like when people come on the show who are older than or our age, whatever. They want to be part of like Bert and Ernie and Grover and like mm-hmm. and they don't. Our people in our generation don't
know them.
Don't understand. Like Abby and Elmo are the younger generation of puppets. They're always. By the way, they don't age. They're always 3 years old or five or something like that. And so it's always interesting to see what people resonate with what puppets and why. And it's just mm-hmm. because were they on the TV more when they were kids? Or is like, that's like Harry Styles was like, I need to meet Big Bird. I had a Big Bird stuffed
people
animal.
People have like requests when they get.
All the time. So didn't you? You were like, I want to be
nah,
with Grover.
Like, y'all stuck me with Prairie. I mean, look, I like Prairie Dawn, but.
But you had a whole thing with Grover.
I was kind of hoping. Look. All you're doing is revealing to me that you didn't watch Sesame Street as
I
a
did.
Kid.
Oh, okay.
Were you an adult as soon as you came out the womb?
No, but I was more electric. Never mind. But I did.
Oh, okay. Well,
that show's a whole other thing. I did that show too.
I only wanted Ernie and Bert because, you know, you guys used to end every sketch with Muppets just falling backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And again, impressionable me. That's also another reason why TV was very monitored because, you know, used to just. No one told me that if you fall backwards on a hard object, that
this explains blood. A lot actually about you.
Blood might be drawn. Yeah. So.
Concussion protocol, please.
Yep.
So why don't they do a Muppets? Where are they now? Like, did Ernie and Bert move to
they're
Florida
all dead,
and retire?
The original people, right? Like the voices, they're not with us.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Snuffleupagus is not.
It kind of matters though.
It does matter.
That's
to
why
me.
I feel like you do need to develop new characters because, like, the new Ernie is kind of getting is maybe nailing the intonation and inflections, but.
Well, to diehards like you can tell the difference. But like to most people, like the newer people who have done it,
but we should be watching anyway.
Right.
Amir, that's a much larger question that I don't know we have time for at this particular.
The first time you talked to me, all concerned, you were like, "Wait, are you still telling me you still actively watch Sesame Street?"
I remember that conversation,
and I was like, "Volume down, Soul Train up." Yeah, and I don't know what you're talking about, Bill.
Got favorite songs?
We were FaceTiming, just moved the TV away.
Right, exactly.
Yo, what's up? This is Fonte, Fontigolo from Team Supreme. Black representation in media is very important to me. I think it's important to have our stories told by people who look like us and who have shared in our common experiences. Some of my earliest influences were Donnie Simpson. I would also say Tom Joyner, Angela Stribling, Sherry Carter. They were just people who told our stories with a lot of class and dignity and were big inspirations to me. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast, The Center Black Voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, y'all. You know what season it is. Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now, listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you got to change your mind state. Make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? Well, no, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at Airbnb.com/host.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So, Laia, how's your comedy? Wait, why'd you say
don't do that? Don't do it. Don't you do it. Don't,
how's
don't
your comedy career?
That, don't ask me that question. Literally, I had a podcast listener walk up on me in Leimert Park like 2 weeks ago and was like, hey, Laia, I listen to QLS and J.I.L. How's your comedy going? I was like, God damn.
Listen, man.
Why are you paying a fucking attention? I got 3 jobs. It'd be hard to...
I feel you.
But how's the comedy going?
Oh,
yeah. Like, maybe you could turn that you don't want to talk about comedy into a comedy routine.
I write all the time. I have an ongoing little notepad in my phone, and I just write the jokes. And I think one day.
Is that something? Is that something that you still like want to do? Do you really want to do stand up, or is it? You know.
I don't know. That shit made me really nervous, and. Shit, ever since you gave me the critique, I feel like, I don't know, I've been scared to go back ever since. That's not your fault, that's me. I have to get my confidence together, because you gave me a nice, like, you know, this is what you need to...
You don't bring your phone up on the stage with you. Like, can we get rid of comedians?
Can we get rid of
the ones that do that?
But I like when Dion Cole does it. Like,
you need notes.
Yeah.
No, you need no, and too, just to record yourself. Every comedian I say, they say, like, always record your sets.
I love the way Dion Cole do it. Like, he actually is coming out, like, checking jokes to see if they work. Like,
So is it something that you still have a passion for? Aside from, you know, the feedback I gave or whatever.
I don't know about having a passion for doing stand-up per se. I have a passion for doing funny things. I have a passion for entertaining people. I have a passion for making people laugh. And I wanted to make sure that I even knew the ins and outs and the mechanics of comedy before even saying that this is something I want to do. So that's what I did when I moved here. Shout out to Tariq, who was like, don't tell nobody that you took a comedy class. But I did, and I'm proud of it.
Why shouldn't you tell people you took a comedy class?
don't know. That's what Tariq told me once when I was about to get on stage for Delirious.
Mr. Reluctant? No.
But I'm proud because I took it from a woman who was a writer for Chelsea Handler, and it was more about just formulas. Because, like, if you had no idea about comedy, you don't know there are formulas. You don't know the callback. You don't know the rules of three. You don't know.
Techniques,
so
yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that, like, if I was going to at least attempt this, that it wasn't just, like, on a whim. You know
have
what
you,
mean?
I wonder if UCB, wonder what level of comedy do you have to be to enter a UCB or a Second City or
they got they probably have classes. Different levels. I've done improv. I did improv in Philly. It's so funny. I forget the things. I've done theater and theater groups and dinner theater and stuff like that. So for me, it's just always about making sure, because you know how well studied you guys are, your craft. I want to feel like that. Well, with everything that I do.
Well, that was what I was going to say. I mean, I think the studying part, it just, I mean, from my standpoint, it wasn't a whole lot of studying. It was just doing and kind of learning from there. Because that was my question I was going to ask you. So the classes that you took, did you feel they were informative for you? Like, were they helpful?
Yes. Yes, because I had the words, but I might not know how to close the joke. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And a lot, and it gave me confidence.
Classes did mm-hmm. you come to go on stage. Mm-hmm. And then after you did that set at was that your last time ever going up again? The Delirious thing? Was that your it's cool.
No, it might have been it. No, that was the last time.
That was first and last
that was
time
the last time. I've been on stage three times and it was
That was the last time.
No, first time was at Tariq's original Delirious in Philly. Okay. Yep.
Did you feel like you got I don't know if you got better every time. Did you feel more confident like every time you did it? Did it get a little easier?
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, like, I'm a confident person on stage, period, because I host parties, I host events. Like, this is what I do. But that shit was nervous as shit. Like, I had to make sure I emptied out my bladder, because either way, I'm a TT on myself a little bit. So
TT.
I'm a TT.
Did you ever think that you could do stand-up?
Because
I think you could. But people say it to me, too.
He absolutely could.
Nah, man. So when Hannibal, when he was here the other day, like, I had him, when he came out to Raleigh, he hit me to like introduce him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like to be his like MC or whatever. And I mean, I might have did like 5 minutes, just kind of warming up the crowd, or whatever. But nah, man, that's just
I'd rather do that. I like doing that.
Yeah,
and I like hosting, warming up crowds, and like doing all that. Yes.
Yeah, and that's a lane, and that's why I asked you, is it something you want to do? For me, like when I've been in those spaces, like stand up. First of all, that shit is the hardest of all the disciplines for me. You know what I mean? Because it's one thing to just be the funny dude at the cookout or the funny dude at game night or whatever the fuck. Sitting in front of people who have paid money with the expectation of make me laugh, that's something else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a science. You know what I mean? That's an art. You know what I mean? So it's something that I admire, and I admire comedians more than anything else for the way that they tell the truth about their craft and people in it. Like when we had, this was years back, we had Michelle Wolf on, and I forgot who the girl was that put out the comedy special that was kind of getting all this applause. It was, oh, this is so brave, and this so this.
Oh, no one liked her.
Yeah.
Old girl from England, or was that Australia?
I can't remember. I can't remember the comedian's name. But anyway, we asked Michelle Wolf, like, what do you think about it? She was like, yo, that shit sucks. It's unfunny. Like, it was no political answer. It was just like, no. And so that's the thing for me with comedy. I more so learn from comedians and admire just the way that they're just unapologetic about what's funny and what's not. And I just kind of take from that. But actually being a comedian, like, nah, being the person on stage doing it, nah, writing it could be cool, but performing it is just not something I've never been interested in.
I think we're talking about Hannah Gatsby.
Hannah, yeah. That's exactly what, yep, that was her.
I had to type unfunny.
Oh, man.
Funny comedian woman.
Wow. That's a tough thing to file.
This has been, God, like 5 years ago now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I was just giving you my opinion. But no, you were good. I mean, you have, like, the things you say, like, you really do command the crowd. Like, you have a big voice and, you know, people, you commanded their attention. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think if there's something you want to do, I really think you could do it.
But you also, I think the number one chip to doing comedy, and this is mostly just for also as a human being, we have to readjust our relationship to rejection.
Yeah.
Because that's all it is.
We're afraid of rejection. So that sort of
stops us from
and
really.
Amir, you know how we. I'm just saying, since we born on the same day, we not really good with that.
You know what? I used to be. I don't know. I'm going through a Teflon period now. Where
I mean, well, yeah, because look at you now. Like this, you're in a different part of your life.
Yeah, I'm going through.
Change. Go ahead.
They don't change.
No, it doesn't. Like the more you kind of go, and the more you, at least just from my experience, but the more you do, and kind of the more you kind of accomplish, you think like, oh, you gain more confidence. But the more you go, like your challenges change. So it's like, okay, I'm confident in doing this thing I was doing a year ago, but now it's a year or two later, I'm doing some whole other shit now that's still a first. So it's like every time you progress and you level up in your career, you get to that point where it's like, oh, damn, I'm having to learn some new shit over
again. I'm going
to
that shit right the fuck
and
down.
And failure is always failure.
With directing.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, you're always worried about can you hold up to the standard? And, you know, so yesterday I think I told one of you, maybe it was you, that when you worry, you're secretly praying for what you're asking not to happen.
Yeah, that's the shit you threw on me yesterday. I had to think about it all night.
Yes.
Not as real.
Worrying
like
is literally, oh, I hope I don't get attacked outside. Right. You're praying to get attacked outside. Yeah. So
it's like what's the scene in Inception, like where homie's like, you know, if I tell you don't think about elephants, what are you thinking about?
Elephants, right.
You know what I mean? So and if you're thinking about elephants...
Wait a minute.
Why are we going down the Inception hole right now? Like,
I don't know if I told the Donny Hathaway story once, but... When when his suicide happened in 79, my grandma was in front of me, and you know, she's one of them fire and brimstone Southern Baptist Christian women, and so you know, she sort of had a dismayed sort of that's a sin against God. I was like, huh? You know, I was like 8 years old.
Oh, because of
and she said, that's blasphemy, like, only the Lord should take his children away. Like, and I was like, what's blasphemy? And he's like, that's the number one sin against God. I said, so what happens? And that's when she told me and she's always cooking food.
He was Elmo.
So she was like, no, I was Elmo. And I was like, what does that mean, grandma? It's like,
full circle. Go on.
So, you know, she turns like, she's already cooking. She's like, your soul burns in the fiery furnace when you commit a blasphemy against God. And I was like, well, yeah. You know, I was trying to understand how Donny Hathaway jumping out the window. Right.
What the fuck that got to do with me?
Yeah,
right.
Right, and so she was doing this whole thing about blasphemy, and then she also told me that blasphemy was taking the Lord's name in vain. I was like, well, what's the Lord's name in vain? And she says, when you say the bad word, GD, God,
Yeah.
And then in my head, that's all I heard. So I swear to God, at least for 2 months, I had nightmares of crying, my mom waking me up, I'm going to hell because I can't stop thinking about it. Like, in my head, I just heard, goddamn, 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 goddamn.
Bomb, bomb.
Nah, man. Religion, yeah, it sucks. It's not for children.
Blanket.
Like, it's not for. Done. I mean, you know, we all had. I had them stories as well of just like going to. I remember I went to a I was probably like 12. I was like 13 years old, and like my church, they sent us on like this. It was like the youth retreat shit, right? The retreat, and so
the humping retreat.
So
they sent us on this fucking youth retreat.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
There are some things I don't know about that Church I learned on this
and
show.
And there's some things I swear
this
you
is
really
what's
don't want to know about.
No, like, you go.
That sounds illegal, whatever you just said.
It sounds wrong in 2023. It really I'm sorry.
We went to this like thing. We went to this, they sent us to this youth retreat and shit. And so the thing about it is like, I'm a music guy. So if you can get me with music, then you got me. And the thing was, we were a black church and they sent us to this big thing, this big Christian thing, and it was like mostly like white people. So the acts that they had, it was like DC Talk.
You like, saw DC Talk in person?
I saw them in person, bro.
Yo, what was
that
Talk,
a gospel?
Yeah, like,
DC Talk was
number one rapper.
They like the gospel Backstreet Boys. Like kind of, they like a boy band kind of.
DC Talk from like 87 to like.
See?
92.
Nah, they had.
If you were a Christian and rap was banned in your household,
right?
You were allowed to listen to DC Talk.
Yeah,
like Christian rappers.
Yes.
Yeah, which is like Christian rappers is automatic. That's like saying fat free brownie. Like,
yo,
you're taking out the whole fucking point of why I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So. So yeah, so we saw down, DC Talk. One. I want to say the one that I did, like your girl was there, Amy Grant.
Hey, baby, what? Baby.
Yeah. This right. is, I think this was might be pre baby baby. She didn't do that jam.
Oh
this
damn.
Is, it's in the church.
Was she in her holy? Oh, yeah, but she in her bag.
Yeah, so she couldn't do yeah. Baby Baby. It was Jesus Jesus or whatever.
No, this
is just different lyrics.
Wait a minute, time out.
Praise the Lord.
DC Talk just released that album.
Of course they did.
Last year.
Hit it. 10 seconds.
You can play more than 10 seconds.
Nah,
I guess the bullet did it that you didn't think twice.
Woo! Nah, bro.
Woo!
Nah. That's not them?
Oh. No, that's them, but I'm just like, nah, that ain't it at all.
We
no
had
way.
Another dude, a Christian dude. He sounded just like Biggie. Remember him? It was like in the early
yeah,
he, my
the
man.
The Pentecostal Papa.
Wait, what?
No, that was no not I'm his not name. Making none of shit up. These are all real people. But anyway,
okay,
we go to this fucking thing, okay. And like, it was like the preacher, and they preaching, and they just, it's like you were saying, they just always talk about just fire and brimstone, you're going to go to hell, and you're going to do this, and over years, you just look at it, it's like, yeah, it's all based in fear and control. It's like trying to scare you into being who they want you to be mm-hmm. in hope of this wonderful afterlife
pie
that
in the
comes
sky.
Later. Just pie in the sky. And it's like, but I got to live here now. And so I think I was maybe like 13, 14. And yeah, I was like, yo, fuck this. I ain't never going back. And I just told him, I was like, yeah, I ain't doing this shit no more. This is fucking corny. And the music is whack. It's nothing just like white people here. Like, it's fucking trash. And I just never went back.
Was there an MCJC?
There was not an MCJC. There is, I don't know, there is an MC 900 Foot Jesus. I don't know
yeah,
if
it is.
I don't know if he
wasn't
is
that
Christian.
The Truth is Out of Style?
That sounds
yeah,
familiar.
The Truth is Out of Style. Yeah,
can we talk about like, church games? I don't know about church games.
What do you know about church games?
What's that? What we were just talking about.
That's not a church game. That's when
no one's looking.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like hide and seek.
Got it.
Humping.
Advanced.
Didn't know.
Okay.
Hide and seek with humping. Hide and humping. Hump and hide.
There's a section on porn.
There's a dry humping report.
We're learning so much about you, Lahir.
I know. That was
sit next to Lahir.
That was revealing, to say the least.
Dry hump section on Pornhub.
I didn't know about it. Tell, please, enlighten us.
It's a whole category. It's an art. I mean, where women post these videos. This is one chick, this black girl that I follow, and she got a roommate, and they always put up their videos. And literally, she'll be in, like, her panties and her bra, and he'll be in, like, his sweatpants and his shirt, and she'll just be riding on him. Or grind. See, I like sauce. I don't.
Is there anything?
You're electric blue.
Yeah, don't stop.
So yeah, he's different positions. They
you're
do it in
psycho.
The kitchen. What did you say? What did you say?
Electric. It don't even matter. It don't even matter.
Only he gets
that. Nah, I get that. Oh my God.
So. He called me a psycho.
Because I'm a psycho, so I get it. Like, come on, take one to recognize.
Nah, man, I'm just 52. Go ahead.
That's it. That's all. I was just going. I might have revealed too much, but yeah.
Humping
is safe. It's safe.
This is all of us, man.
One of our people on this cute, she's an intimacy coordinator. And so we were talking about that.
Who's an intimate? Girl, shut up!
Wait,
so many questions.
I love that's a, can we talk about that?
Camera number 5 is an intimacy coordinator?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you've been in some crazy situations.
You
want to
get a chair? You want to like...
Where do you even start? What did you start as?
Wait, didn't we once have 6 microphones?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come over here, duet with me. Come on.
Duet with me.
All right, for our audience, please give us your name.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doreen.
Hello, Doreen. How you doing?
Hello.
How are you? I have to say, yesterday, we were, if we can recall the conversation, we were playing Guess My Age.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I thought Doreen was like just out of high school, like maybe in her second
right.
year of college.
We all did.
I was like, oh, well, you're like 21, 22. Yep. And PhD. She was like, no. And
yeah, should I say my age? I'm 34.
Girl, yeah.
Own that shit.
Yeah. Just with the good skin.
Shout out to water. Jesus and my
mama. Let's get into it. All right. So,
you know what I mean?
So you got scarred by Jesus as well?
I really was.
Okay.
No, wait, this is a long ass applause. Sorry. Now it's Friday.
So what the hell? I know. Why
would you make popcorn? Who makes an applause for like 12 minutes?
Wow.
You got to press
the
button.
That's the kind applause.
So intimacy coach. How does one become an intimacy coach?
Intimacy coordinator.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. Are there? Is it a coach and a coordinator?
There are two different things.
I know
a thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So
I'm an intimacy coordinator yes. for TV and film.
What does that mean?
It means that I choreograph. Yeah. Yeah.
You
I make
choreograph.
It safe.
I know someone that wants
I
a job.
Choreograph.
I gotta talk to you.
Please.
When they were presenting this to me, like, I want to be an intimacy coordinator. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
And I was like, is that a thing? I'm a new director, so I don't know these things.
Yeah.
This is a thing?
It's a very big thing.
Yes. It's wow. recent. You were telling me it's recent, yeah. you know what I mean? In the last couple decade? Years.
Yeah, it's a new field. Kind of the Me Too moment
yeah.
is what brought it to America. But it was in the UK before that.
So if you were on the set of Eyes Wide Shut,
ooh,
how would you operate?
A lot.
Or is that advanced?
It's a little advanced.
Nine and a half weeks.
That's old. Did you know 9 and a half weeks?
I mean, like, barely.
Right.
Barely.
Oh, now you're 22?
Now I'm 22. I'm sorry.
Because you never said that's 40 years old.
22-year-old references.
Purple Rain.
Okay. That's kind of old.
But she knows it.
My mama loved Prince, so like I do remember.
And it's a little bit more mild than Eyes Wide Shut. So.
I'm sorry. Can we like modern it up?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Modern it up.
Yeah, I don't think they make slow jams anymore. Love scenes.
50 like, Shades of Grey.
Thanks, Bill.
I mean, that would be a lot of choreography, right? A lot of conversations. Honestly, I talk a lot about sex and relationships, and I talk a lot about character development. And character motivation. So it's like, why are we touching this person? For what reason? Who's giving? Who's taking? Like, you know, who's receiving? Are you touching them the way that you want to touch them or the way that they want to be touched?
So do you talk to the screenwriter?
Y'all should all be asking these questions all the time.
Those should be questions. Now, that's an intimacy coach. That's what an intimacy coach would do for you because they would do it on a one-on-one basis or like in a couple basis.
But as a coordinator,
I'm doing that like for a scene.
With actors.
Yeah.
I've had actor friends and people in the movie community actually complain about. I have a friend who had, often you run into a situation where if one actor has a spouse,
mm-hmm.
that's really, really feeling some sort of way about mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that thing, and then
stories.
That holds them back from the scene, but the director wants them to...
Right.
And there was never a person... Right, there was never a person
yeah,
to...
there to, like, mitigate. Like, it's... Honestly, it's a lot of, like, mitigating power dynamics. Mm. Because as a person who's an actor, you just want to do what the director tells you to do. You just want to make it good for them. Like, seriously. So you'll say you'll do anything. So I talk to them before I talk to the director. I break down the script.
Okay.
I talk to the director. What's your vision? I talk to the actors. What do you want to show? What do you not want to show?
Right,
because
some of them have
doing?
Contractual things that they, like literally in their contract,
right?
they have body parts where
yeah.
they will not
There's
show.
There's writer agreements. I only want my nipples shown for 3 seconds,
right.
not 10, you right. know? I'll do,
you really know
I'll do
the,
half a butt, not a full
mean.
Butt, you know? Like those are
only
those
half
are
butt.
Very real things. I'll do butt cleave, but I don't want to do full rear, you know?
All right, y'all. You know what season it is. Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now, listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you got to change your mind state. Make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? No, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at Airbnb.com/host.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I believe someone was interviewed about the what's the name of the weekend
Lily Rose Depp and
the idol.
So have you watched that series?
I refused.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm with that.
I refused.
I'm with that.
Really? Yeah.
That was the reason for
I mean,
I didn't watch
I've,
it either. But
I've heard things. I mean, it's in the IC circles, the intimacy coordinator circles. Ooh. You know, like we've talked about
it. Group chat?
Okay, yeah, so it's in the group chat.
Nice. Explain this to me. So the thing was, I guess the first shot was fired by the Rolling Stone article that sort of spread, like, talked about trouble on the set, and then it just snowballed on. So I kind of missed all that part. So what I wound up with was everyone was talking about it, and each week it would trend, and people would be making fun of it.
Yeah.
So it almost has a showgirls effect on me because it was so trash.
I want to see it, right?
I watched it, and then I was like, oh, okay, it's campy.
That's it. Showgirls, good intimacy.
Yeah, I mean, they did
scenes.
A lot of, like, what, making fun of intimacy coordinator roles in that particular.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they, like, I don't know. Sometimes people want to make you be the, like, the consent police, you know? Right. Like, I'm here to make sure you don't say the wrong things, like the PC police. I'm the most inappropriate on set. I just enjoy rules. Like, so I'm just going to make sure
parameters.
That we're safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever
I like
it is
to
that
set
y'all
boundaries. But I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to be a hall monitor. I'm an artist.
No, I mean, people call me hall monitor, but yeah. I'm just saying that. I get it.
When they're actually in the bed, do you actually have to also be there to go, all right, so I need you to move a little?
I love that you were talking about humping, because that's, I mean, like, for sets, it's like a real thing. We put barriers between them, or like silicone barriers.
I was about to say, how do you stop arousal?
How did you know this was needed?
Dulling sensation. You know, I'd heard
Dulling
sensation.
To keep him from getting erect, or
to keep both of them from feeling their genitalia.
What is dulling
Like, literally, like, making it more dull. Like, this is, like, not dull.
Ah, so putting, like, a real cover,
something,
a cup.
Yeah, almost like an athletic cup.
Yeah.
But it's much softer, made of, like, medical-grade silicone.
I'll take one in every color.
Come on. I got you.
But it holds you down, though, Steve. It'll
hold you in place.
That's what Steve needs.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm so glad they have. I always wonder, what do you do when he gets aroused? Okay, because that's
I mean, you wouldn't feel it if, you know, if I've taped it down in a proper way.
I've always wondered that.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask,
yes.
because of the Brown Bunny situation, are you familiar with this?
Oh,
Brown
Bunny.
I am familiar with that.
Yeah.
Like, please tell me.
This is Chloe Sevigny.
So, Chloe.
Lunatic.
Vincent Gallo.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
Vincent Gallo and Chloe Brown Bunny.
You are a guy who remembers things.
She decided to go full throttle with it and perform fellatio on
Vincent Gallo.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
And it kind of...
That's illegal.
Oh,
What do you mean it's illegal?
But this was
like,
years
before...
Like,
you're not supposed to give your co-partner head on set. Like, did this happen, like, in the, like... You're so not...
This is how I know what a brown
thing.
Bunny is.
Like, union rules you're talking about. Because when you say legal...
They
okay.
didn't... I don't know if they showed it or not, but just did it for real.
They showed it.
It could... I mean, like, illegal as in it really could be a harassment suit. And not just between you and the person you did it with, but it like everyone else.
Am I Hannibal Buress?
Everyone else is around.
Am I about to? Like you were like.
It's an interesting thing to bring back up.
It was the 90s.
This was a very controversial.
It was a very different time.
And she kind of got like. I'm not saying she got blackballed, but the you know they kind of scarlet lettered her.
He didn't.
Well, I mean, he's not acting. Anyway, I mean,
he directed and he acted in that movie, right?
Oh, and she gave him head like in the.
That's
a lot. I wonder if she felt like she had to, like if someone like me was there, like because sometimes it's like I can get ahead, literally.
On Google says, why was the Brown Bunny so controversial? Sex scene, the film's infamous sex scene, which performs unstimulated oral sex upon Gallo received an overwhelmingly negative
unstimulated
me
it's supposed to be simulated sex not the
right.
snap porn
received an overwhelmingly negative critical response at its Cannes premiere and it became a media scandal with many critics speculating whether or not she had been pressured into performing a sex act with Gallo.
That was the last thing
he directed was
right. Well, where's he?
Yo, quick question. So that means, like, have you ever seen the movie Kids?
Yes,
that's what I was gonna.
Not
go.
Not you,
like,
fool.
Yeah.
I know you all.
Larry
Clark. But have you seen the movie Kids?
No.
the first Rosario Dawson. Okay, so I'm just wondering if a movie like that can be made in 2023.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think a lot of stuff like Harmony Korine, Larry Clark, like I don't think.
These are children, teenagers having
like
sex.
Like Corinne, what's the movie?
You know what I have? I think Spring Breakers.
Chloe was in Kids.
She was.
Chloe was in Kids.
There are a lot of rules around children now.
This was over 30 years ago.
One more question. Do men do this job?
Yes, my mentor is a man.
Straight ones?
Yes. Well, I mean, straight is a spectrum.
Okay, you're right.
We're a little more fluid these days. But like my mentor, Yehuda Duenas, is an amazing intimacy coordinator. Shout out.
Wow. How do these skill sets, or do these new skill sets and conversations that you have, how do they show up in your personal life in terms of enforcing boundaries, or how do they inform you in that way?
I'm having less sex.
Really?
Yeah, I am having less sex. More people want to fuck me, but I'm having less sex.
Feels clinical or something?
No, I think like the intrigue is there. Like everyone is intrigued. It sounds really sexy, but I don't know. My communication game is really high. If yours is not there, I'm not
you
into
have a higher
it.
Standard now
I think, yeah, you, I'm, yeah, I have a much higher standard of like how we start and finish this. And I can be a lot more impartial than other people can. And not everybody wants impartial.
Well, you got to put it out there that you find people on your wavelength.
I don't even know what that means with sex. I'm impartial with sex.
Well, it's like, you know, situationships and things.
Got you.
I can come and go.
Got you. Ooh.
I can take it or leave it.
I can take it or leave it.
And you're saying
that
the other side might
be. I can take it and leave it.
I really hope when y'all edit this, y'all catch that part. That was hilarious.
Man, surprise education.
So wait, can you? I have two friends that are really interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, in my head, I was slightly dismissive because I was like, wait a minute, I'm just doing documentaries. I'm not doing real movies yet.
Yeah.
But they were like, I want to be the intimacy coordinator.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the hell's that? And in my head, I kind of dismissed it, but this is real as shit.
Yeah.
And people
you can be certified.
Are actively looking for.
Yes. Yeah. You can be legitimately certified. You can take coursework.
One of them is getting their sex certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Thingamajigger.
Wait a minute. Sex
certificate thingamajigger.
That's what I have.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know these things existed.
Yo, you looking for voices on the new movie? Like,
I graduated.
We just got off strike yesterday, so.
Okay, I'm just putting my bid in if people is telling you they want a job on movies and stuff. I'm saying that I do voice work. That's my other job.
No,
I don't know if you know
your voice work is amazing, Laia.
I was recently highlighted.
I hired Laia.
Yes,
I've heard your voice work before.
Big book of knowledge.
She has a big old book of travel.
You give good voice.
No.
Oh, wait. I didn't realize what I said.
You're a good voice.
But I want to give myself props. Damn, I'm good. Okay.
But not like, you know, for real, your voiceover work is really, really dope.
I'm working on it every day. Thank you, brother. It's a big compliment coming from you.
It's worked out.
Nah, you're
not
killing it.
You're not working on it. I am.
Okay. And I will be featured in the new Aristocrats movie. Yes.
I'll put you in the Aristocrats.
Yeah, because that's...
I never say it right. It's Aristocrats. Shut up! You're trying to play me. That's not funny. No.
Is that live action or is it animated? Or
first thing I gotta tell people, it's not Cats. It's not.
It's not.
It's not gonna be.
That's a good thing.
Oh, Cats. Okay.
Right. However, right now I'm trying to figure out the degree for how real the cats are. So here's the deal. I don't have emotional connection to. Well, I don't have an emotional connection to the original Lion King. So thus, people sort of had guns and knives out for all these new animatronic.
Reboots. Yeah.
Right, because they're mostly attached to what they grew up with. And so, you know, when I saw the Lion King, I was like, oh, okay. No problem.
And this is the new one?
Right.
Oh,
so
the Beyonce.
I'm probably the only human being whose first experience with the Lion King was the Beyonce joint. And when everyone started like, I was like, huh? I was like, all right, let me watch this joint. And I watched it, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it. It would be like me seeing a new Soul Train.
Yeah. And being like, yo, dog, this is nothing like what I grew up with.
You can't compete with people's nostalgia. Like, it doesn't.
Right.
Especially so Disney nostalgia. Listen. Don't fuck with Disney.
Now, it's not like, you know, Aristocats was the last movie of the Disney canon of that era, you know, from 30s till, like, Aristocats came out like 1969, 70. And after that, then they just went through this, like, Herbie and, the live joints. And then back in the 90s, they brought, you know, Little Animation. Mermaid.
And they was probably Aladdin and all that.
Right. Mm-hmm. All that.
Mm-hmm.
The 90s
money version. Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out the level of reality to fantasy. And the thing is, with technology now, like, in seconds, in 5 minutes, they could be like, do you want them to look like this? I'm like, oh, that's too real. You want it to look like this? Ah, it's too cartoonish. Do you want it to look like so?
Yeah, yeah. Then there's a Teenage Mutant Turtles. That shit totally changed. Like, the animation in that was kind of like.
How do you say they were cursing?
It just looked a little crazy. It creeped me out. Yeah, it creeped me out just a little bit.
Yeah, so now what I have to figure out is, am I going for, and you can weigh in on this, do you go for the new audience or do you go with the Disney cult? Because I now find out that Disney people are mostly kids that refuse to grow up. So I got a bunch of 30 and 40 and 50-year-old people your age that, like, want to put their kids onto it, but they're what? Well, I mean, you know.
I'm joking. I think your job is to figure out how to make both of those things work. That's the job. The job is not to appeal to either or, is to both. That's always been the job. That always should be your job. You can't, like, just
well, let
make
me
a
ask
movie
the
for
general,
these people.
Because there's 10 of us in here.
Okay. Well, you looked at me. So I just started to go.
Well, because you work on a kids show.
I do. And we try to appeal to everybody.
Okay, so what was everyone's relationship to the original Lion King?
You want to go first? You're the,
okay.
The, we're talking, are we talking
for those that love the original movie. Lion King, raise your hand.
Yeah, I did. I did.
You did you not love the original Lion King?
Well, just at all? See, the thing was, I was 21 when The Lion King came out. So it wasn't like, yo, I got to see this shit.
Damn, it was that long
but
ago?
But Mufasa, like, none
but
of
but the
it.
Thing is, then I moved to Europe.
Everything you see.
Then.
This, everything the same.
I feel like any adult that saw The Lion King at least had to have a child in the house that, like, always watched it on. You know, like, those videotapes and DVDs were like babysitters or whatever.
Nah, facts.
But unlike Pixar, which I'll be like, yeah, I want to watch Toy Story. Like, I was a boy for that. But, like, I missed Aladdin, I missed Lion King, and I missed Beauty and the Beast, like
Mulan.
That's my
that
age
my
group's
era.
Like hot zone. Like the Aladdin, like I watched
Aladdin.
Because
you were like what,
times.
11, 12?
In what year?
92, 91?
Yeah, I was exactly.
Right. Oh. I was 21, so it wasn't 94. Like I would have rather gone to see
Lion
Boys
King
in
was
the 94. Hood.
94.
Right.
Lion King was 94. Yeah, I was 15. I remember seeing it. I feel like I can't remember if I took like my brothers to see it or like.
Yeah, there's someone young was, that you
yeah,
take.
Yeah, I wasn't like, hey, Ma, I need to crank that Lion King. Like, nigga, I wasn't.
Yo, which is ill because when you look at the cast, right, it kind of is, you're right, because it's like, look, it's Jeremy Irons, James Earl Jones, you know, like Madge Sinclair. It was Robert Guillaume.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he's like, yeah.
You ain't really.
I wasn't
had awareness of it. I knew like. Oh, they're letting Elton John do the score of this thing? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's going to win that
and
Oscar.
And he snapped on that, too.
Yeah. Right. So I knew that. Yeah. But I really, it wasn't until people started making, you never saw The Lion King ever?
Who snapped harder, Elton John on Lion King or Phil Collins on Tarzan?
Or like Alan Menken on The Little Mermaid. I mean,
I'm with Phil.
It's,
really?
I'm always with Phil.
Phil.
And I love Lion King more than Tarzan, but Phil Collins snapped.
Phil Collins is
what was
just
the joint on Tarzan? The one?
Nah, it wasn't Can You Feel the Love Night. That was Elton John. What was Phil's joint on the Tarzan soundtrack?
It was a good song.
It was, that shit was a jam. I did like the Lion King. I didn't see the new one. I haven't seen the new one. The Little Mermaid. I like my cousins. I like the old one. Haven't seen the new one.
Me either.
Yeah, it's just, I was more of a Pixar guy more so than Disney. Like a lot of the, after the 90s, like after like that run of like Little Mermaid, Mulan, Aladdin. Mm-hmm. Aladdin was a jam. I did fuck with Aladdin. Aladdin was my dude. But like,
did you like the Aladdin remake?
They
with
remade
Will?
Aladdin
remake? With Will.
Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith was a genie.
He was a genie.
Did I see that one?
It was not the best thing ever made.
I don't think I saw
my genie's name out your mouth.
From downtown.
Listen.
He's my brother.
Steve, you
genie
just won.
I'm out of motherfucking mouth.
That was amazing.
Amazing. Nah, but I was more of a Pixar guy, like Toy Story. They had a run. Like they was on it. And
it's just like
I don't think anyone has cracked the code on a live remake for kids. I mean, that at least I don't know what you would consider Babe, but
that was one about the pig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's the game. The game is to try to figure out how to make the perfect, like the live, because people have tried to do it and no one's really nailed it.
Rule number one is you should never look at the comments. But first thing I did was I looked at all the Tom and Jerry comments. I looked at all the, anyone that's done a live animation, I just went down their whole, like all the YouTube trailer, first look things to see. Like, okay, the fish from Little Mermaid. The yellow one, like
Flounder?
No one liked. No. I mean, that alone probably ruined half the momentum of what the Little Mermaid should have done. They just nailed in on Flounder. But then again, it's also like, but you're 34 years old. Like,
yeah,
are you my audience or is your kids my audience?
Or what I think the idea is that you want to make something or they want you to make something that will speak equally to both. Yeah. That's what they, you know what I mean? That's what they want. Because, I mean, that, and for me, again, that was kind of the Pixar thing in that on its face, yes, there are movies for kids, but Toy Story 3, hey, bro, I shed thug tears on that shit.
Yo, but I was going to say, how did your kids,
when they was in the goddamn, when the toys was in the motherfucking incinerator, they was about to go.
Hey, look, oh, man.
I can top that. The only time I've ever seen Richard Jeremy Nichols shed a tear.
Toy Story 3.
Was Toy Story 3?
Listen, bro. What? Hey, bro, lots of hugging bear. Hey,
he
was a fuck boy. Yo, dog. Like, where he had them kids, had them toys up in the goddamn the nursery home.
Motherfucker.
Damn, yeah, locking them up and shit, man, because he wanted to
when
be
when he
the
came
man.
Out in the dump truck, like he owned the joint.
Yeah, like he owned the shit, man, running that shit like he was off.
Rich allowed himself. Toy Story 3. 90 seconds of no, it's
that's the best one.
I want to know,
oh, absolutely,
but I want to know how traumatized kids were at watching Toy Story 3.
How about we're still talking about it?
Yeah, you
like,
should.
This is like 20 years
ago.
I took
my boys to see it, they loved it. Like, they, I mean, I granted, they are my kids, so
right,
you know, but nah, I mean, they loved it, you know what I mean? We had a great time,
we still watch it.
Hell yeah, that's the one, man. Mm-hmm. Toy Story 3, like the first 10 minutes,
first 17 seconds of
Hunger, I slapped my face off it, yeah. And yeah. I don't have emotions.
You almost don't have to watch the rest of the movie.
No.
Nah, that joins hard.
Just watch the first 17 minutes and that's it.
But yeah, but nah, that's I mean, for me, that was kind of the formative. Like, all right, we're going to have this animation that's for children, but the themes are really, you know, kind of grown up.
Or animation helps the medicine go down.
Facts.
Is why Family Guy can get away with what it gets, or South Park.
South Park, too, yeah.
Can get away with, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. Wow, so, okay, so we got to connect later because I literally didn't know that there was, is there an agency or you just run independent?
Yeah, it's called Backpage.
What do you know about that?
How did you know?
I've heard. You know, I've heard these things. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know.
To just out there in the ether. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, yeah, you know,
now there's just a Facebook group.
And is there a Facebook group now?
No, no.
Well, thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for your interpretation. Where did I get that from?
Long clap. Give it a long clap. Okay, still
I have no choice. 12 minutes standing
ovation. It's like the Price is Right. When that person's running from the back of the Price is Right.
Right.
Like, oh, fuck.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. You know what season it is. 'Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now, listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you got to change your mind state. Make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? Well, no, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yeah, we need Wayne Brady. I'm sorry.
I love Wayne Brady.
Can we talk?
Why do we need Wayne Brady?
I don't know.
No,
Wayne's my boy, but
yeah, no, he was just on my wish. As you said, Price is Right. My mind just went to shows, and I was
an awesome guest.
Wayne and I play in a group together. I love Wayne. Yeah, he's in Freestyle Love Supreme. The other Love Supreme thing I do.
What? Wait, Wayne Brady was once. Is that why he was so good at?
Yeah.
What's my line?
Well, no. His line is anyways way before that, but he's been in Freestyle Love Supreme forever, for years. He
is that still on Broadway?
No.
Okay. No more.
I mean, it's usually like during Christmas time, but I don't think we're doing it this year.
Have you guys had a bad night where words just don't rhyme?
Many, yeah.
Really?
I think the most famous one is we played at the Melbourne Comedy Festival in Australia.
Oh,
and
no.
It was like in the Royal Albert Hall, wherever their version of that is, and it was filmed for whatever, and everybody in the group bombed. Like everybody, and you can see it.
It's on YouTube.
No, it was not funny. And the best part is they made like a DVD when we made DVDs years later, and it says like this famous person, and then it says and shitloads more, and there's a picture of us, and we're just like, and we were terrible, and it was, and that happens, and then like, you know, like I'm sure like the roots when people started throwing shit because we weren't funny and like, you know, throwing shit
people
at us.
Shit,
oh,
yeah.
Oh wait, it was that sort of bad.
That was a different gig. It was a late night gig, and they just started throwing ping pong balls at us.
Where?
In I think it was Edinburgh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You talk about it.
I mean,
I love a good failure story.
I mean, when you're an improvised group,
a teachable story.
There are days where it doesn't go well. So then there are days where it goes great. There are days where it's just like, you know, in the same way people pay money like stand up, like this is us, but like we're literally making up everything, which people to this day also still like don't believe.
They don't
But so there are days where it's just not funny and we're trying and it's just not happening.
Like, you know what? I respect a bad show. I don't like a mediocre show. I don't like when people filling it in, but I don't know if it's just me. When someone does something bad, I actually respect. I kind of like that more.
Be wrong strong.
Yeah.
Like, commit to it.
Also, we were doing like 30 shows in 30 days, and so it was like by the 25th day, it was like, I don't know what the fuck to do anymore. You know, it's like, you know.
And there's no go-to formula, like...
I mean, we usually play the same 7 games, right? So it's like this the structure, like you were saying about comedy, the structure is always the same, but it's like the words that we're getting from places are completely made up. So
is it crazy that I have like a hidden dream that one day we'll have some type of improv activity between like all of us? I think we would just really have fun. Like, I love improv activity.
I think this is it.
Isn't this?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is it. Dude, we went
smash
from talking
cut,
about
we
this to intimacy coordinator. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
And man? Back again.
Here we go. There's more. Like, no buts. Not, you know, like,
I'm with it. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
We'll do this at next game night.
I was like, you better just bring them cars next game.
Let's
night
talk
so
about
we can pay
all right,
space.
So look.
Let me tell you about.
All right, let me. Look, because all y'all brought smoke. Look, here's the deal.
Oh God.
What are we talking about?
Here's the deal. The deal is that I've been doing game nights for at least 5 years. Mm. Mostly it's Uno night, right?
Yeah. Or celebrity when you used to do that.
Well,
too.
I mean, yeah. So when I come down to West Coast, Dawn or Tina, like they
Cards
want celebrity.
Humanity.
Yeah.
Right. So, but the thing is that. At least for the last 10 joints I've done, our sponsor was Mattel in terms of like providing us with all the games. We just show up and all the joints are there. I forgot that we wanted to also play other games. Well, the thing was, it's like, are we going to be a product of Mattel or is this just going to be
my shit?
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, I don't, what will ruin game night is when it becomes a thing. So I'm trying to, now, yes, you guys came to a really swanky atmosphere. It's nothing like that. We had to rent out a spot.
And, yeah.
You know, it so it looked nice. Other game nights might look like this room.
That's how it been. That's what I'm looking, that's what I'm used to.
Right. Yeah. So the thing was, in getting all those games, it's like Mattel someone forgot to bring, you know when someone forgets to bring ice to,
but you
right,
say,
right.
But
you
Mattel,
bought all the other shit, but you forgot
Thanksgiving,
the
Thanksgiving, we forgot ice or
but
bread.
But they gotta make regular cards. Mattel makes regular cards. See, this, no, this they
no.
They really don't?
No,
like they make cards? Yeah.
Dude, I forgot to bring the ice. So
like,
what she's referring to,
version of cards?
What she's referring to was her, you and
first of all, let's tell the story correctly.
Yvonne.
Excuse me,
Yvonne Orgy got on me.
Excuse me, Mr. Love.
Yes.
I just for the record, the story goes, Yvonne Orgy said to me,
it was
she
funny.
Walked up
was,
to me.
I was
you
right
were
next
there,
to you. I was right next to you.
And she said, that's your friend, where the spades cards at? You better tell your friend to get some spades. I thought, what's up with that? Like, she put the pressure on me. And I was like, I said to her, you talking to the wrong one because he already thinks I'm like the hella black one and he's just not. She was, but she
and
kept
then she
putting the battery
at me
in my
like, there's the white guy. And I was like,
I'm
I don't
black
know
than all y'all.
No. Then you would have had spades cards.
First of all, I don't organize my own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And that's what we, that's what I'm saying. When we're not in the room, things go missing. That is the lesson in that.
I just forgot the ice. I forgot to bring bread
yes,
over.
Yes, yes, yes.
I made
yes.
you a hella turkey Thanksgiving.
It was a really
dinner.
Fun time.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
The cards were there. We found them. Mm-hmm. Well, no, they were there.
No, I know.
There was five cards there. We just didn't look hard enough.
Okay. All right.
So the cards were there.
We Wild got night. To live we'll and learn.
But I hope you had fun despite the fact that we didn't play spades.
I fucking had
No, we had a good time.
I did not think I would like Cheetos on top of my macaroni
Delicious.
And cheese. But you know what?
I think it's safe to say that I'll be talking about game night for quite some time.
It was a ball.
You know, from 1 to 5, I give it a solid 3.5. It was fun.
Really fun.
So 3.5 for everybody else. It was a 10 for William Sherman.
I had a great night.
He won.
How great was your night, William?
On a scale of 1 to 5, it was a 58.
It was just one tonight.
It was just
nice
I think,
social atmosphere.
Yes, all of my comedy was kidding. It was really it was wild.
Nah,
it was really fun.
Was working.
I'll say that Robin Thede sort of got a kick out of Megan making Weird Al cry. Which
whoa,
there you go.
You were scared to say her name.
She almost made
to say her name.
So
you can't say actions. You can say a name.
Made him cry about how to.
No, I don't know. Maybe he had to draw 16.
Like oh, this is during the game. Okay.
Each table.
Not like in talking to them. That was me. That was me.
Oh, no. Each table has various house rules. At my table, I play Staxies.
Yeah. Oh, you do the whole thing. All right.
Did y'all allow Staxies?
We did.
Man, first of all, you gave us Uno flex cards. Okay.
You didn't give nothing.
Time out.
You have a regular Uno?
Didn't have the regular.
By the time, yeah.
Can I just go ahead?
Yes, I'm sorry.
The first game went like this. The first game went, you go. Fonte goes, I'm out. And we were like, what? He's like,
because
well,
you stacked everything.
This goes to this, and this goes to this. And we were like,
listen,
what the fuck
is
happening?
Colors.
It was so funny.
Listen,
it was the first deal.
Listen,
he was like, bam,
listen,
done.
This is what it was. All right, let me say this.
He reneged in Uno. Yeah.
It was, listen. I was like, what just happened?
Listen, man. First off, I never want to play Uno again with that many people.
It was a lot of
not
people.
An enjoyable experience.
Yeah, 10, I got to whittle it down to 6. I want 6 people table.
Yeah,
it's too many. So right. Anyway, so we're sitting there. It was all of us, Brittany. Shout out to Weezy, my girl Weezy from Horrible Decisions podcast. She was there. Her homegirl that was next to her PR, I cannot remember her name. She
was
cool
funny
as
too. Yeah.
Jersey Red, that's what I call her. She was from Jersey. I was Jersey Red. And she's like a card shark. Like she was serious about that shit.
Yeah.
So shout out to them, man. We had an amazing time. But anyway, so like you said, everybody got different
Say
rules.
The G's too, because Sean G gonna feel some type
of
way. Oh,
yeah. Mr. and Mrs.
Sean
G.
That was Sean G game.
Nah, Mr.
Sean
Mrs.
knows
G.
what a game is.
Sean said he got invited because he don't ever get
He
invited.
Monitored me the whole night. I felt like he was always omnipresent in anything I was doing. Fucking Sean G was right next to me.
His unapproving look or his.
No, well, I was making him laugh.
That ain't how the night ended, but we gonna let Fonte go ahead.
So, he comes, so it's the Mr. and Mrs. G, and like we're all there. Great time. So, anyway. We're trying to find Uno cards. And we like, all right, where's the Uno? We old. So we're like, all right, where the old school Uno? They had every Uno.
It's all right colors.
Uno Barbie.
Uno Barbie. So finally, we settled on Barbie Uno, which was also, because again, we old niggas. We had to realize that the colors were different. Because it's Barbie Uno.
Yeah.
So we like, what the fuck is this? Pink, blue, and like yellow. But the wild cards are still black.
Right.
All right, cool. So... Jake, cousin Jake, I faithful dealer. He deals the cards. You know what I'm saying? So then people start talking house rules and like Weezy, Jersey, everybody. All right, this we gonna stack. Jersey you can put Red. Down different
yeah,
numbers.
Because it's too many of us. We gotta be able to stack.
Right. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me understand the rules of the stacking because for me, when I play Uno,
you never stacked.
We just put down one fucking card and keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you are old school.
Yeah, listen.
My kids taught me about stacking.
So I'm like, okay, so we stack. Okay, cool. Let me make sure I understand this. Now, the whole point of this is like, listen, I'm listening to y'all rules. I get my cards, and I'm looking at this I'm like, bruh. Other than like one or two cards.
It was so funny.
All of my cards were pink. All of my cards were the same colors. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, all right, based on y'all rules, I'm about to run the table. It went around one time, and I was like, okay, am I doing this right based on y'all rules? Boom.
He like, everybody. It's a pink 2, 3, 4, 5. I got a pink everything.
Everybody gets up.
And then, the Jews got up, flipped the table, and fucking stormed out. It was amazing.
Everybody
it
was mad. Shout to Dawn. She was there with it. Yeah, she was like, oh, Fonte, you're fucking crazy. I'm like, listen, I'm going by y'all rules. So long story short, we play the game, and it comes back to me. We go around, and it comes back to me, and I'm like, okay, am I doing this right? It makes it sure. Uno out, and I fucking won.
He did
and
win.
So then at the end, you know, they was trying to talk, you tried to cheat it first. I said, no, I didn't cheat. I was trying to save you niggas some time. Because I told you motherfuckers who was going to win when I stepped in this motherfucker.
This is all true.
Quit fucking playing with me.
Okay.
It was amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I got 5 pink cards, nigga, it's over.
Okay.
So wow. I won my, and then we played
Cards Against Humanity.
Shout my man Andre Power of Selection.
Yes.
He won that one. He won.
He was great.
You know what I mean?
And J.J. Abrams read all the cards. That was another funny
Him
thing, too.
Him and Bill he had just, this whole bit. That shit was great.
It was great.
But then, the story of the night that you all are waiting for is the story of William Sherman.
Oh, this?
And a certain young lady who
we
had no
say
awareness.
That name.
We are not going to say the name, but we are going to talk about William Sherman.
I didn't even know who this
person
was.
Going back and forth with a certain beautiful young lady.
Wait, you didn't know who that person was?
I think that's why it works.
That's the best
part
of the story.
That's why he got as far
so
as
they,
y'all didn't tell him?
No, hold on. So we had I had a whole bit with this person. I didn't know who this person was. She walks away. I said to Brittany, who is that? And she goes, you're kidding. And I go, no. And then she told me who it was. And then I fell over on the floor. And then this person went over here to another table and told me that I had to go with her. And then it was her, me, and Babyface, which is like the perfect trio of the three musketeers. Right. And I just didn't know what to do. So I went, which is what I do when I panic. I went, I'm the music director of Sesame Street. Like literally, I yelled into Babyface's face. I'm the music director. And he goes, no way. Like super calm. And I go, yeah. And then I was talking to Babyface about Sesame Street while this other person was yelling at me for doing whatever the fuck.
Why do we keep saying this?
We can't say.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, it was a hell of a night. Yeah.
Did you get the number?
No, but I dropped into the DMs just to see if I could score. Didn't happen. I'm real sad about
that. That was a one night only invitation booth.
It wasn't even an invitation full stop, but it was fucking hilarious.
Because we just talking on the call right back. Going into the DMs of somebody of that caliber, like, again, that's a penny down a waterfall, dog. It's crazy.
Man.
You're stepping into the abyss.
Also, there's nothing like trying to tell a PG version of that story to my kids. Which is what I did
so
the following
too,
day. I was like, I'm not going to guess what happened. And they were like, what'd you say to this person? And I said, nothing. Don't worry about it. Moving on.
I'm going to say is she looked good.
She did.
But no, it was cool.
You missed it, Steve. You should have came.
Yeah. Sorry, we missed
it. I didn't have a plus one.
I mean, none of us did.
I mean, I did have a plus one. I wasn't allowed a plus one.
Apparently, Steve only rolls with a plus one.
His niece was in town. I get it. You can't leave your niece.
I've only known you for 30 years. I don't get a plus one.
Try 40 and you still don't. It's fine. It's good.
So besides game night and interviewing a bunch of people, have we done anything else interesting in Los Angeles?
I've had no time. Nah, we've been chilling and shit. Yeah. Okay. Me and Laia last night. So give you tips. You know what I'm saying? Food tips. And these are tips that I've learned over my 44 years of being a man of husk. So we was at the joint, and we was at the bar at our hotel last night, and we got like a salad. The hotel we were at, they make like this artisan salad with like this vinaigrette. It's great. And the way they plate it is like, it's really dope. But anyway, so we was going to get some wings. And I was like, all right,
which ones we gonna get? Which ones we gonna get? You know, I think the lemon pepper might be good. And I was like, I don't trust lemon pepper in Los Angeles.
Right.
I said, what I trust is the Louisiana dry rub, because a whole lot of niggas from Louisiana migrated to California. So I trust that. You know what I mean?
This feels like very good reasoning. Like, very deductive. And
actually,
like,
it's very genius in a way. I was like, we're
going to be disappointed when the story ends.
No, and man brought out the lemon peppers, man. Them hoes was fire.
Not the lemon peppers. I mean, the
Louisiana
rub.
Dry rub. The Louisiana dry rub, they were amazing. They smoked it. And so, what I always kind of use when I go to places, I eat kind of whatever the black people cook in there was native. That's what I lean towards. So like, we went to San Diego. Like we did our LB run in San Diego. This is like in March, and like we went to this restaurant, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna order a bunch of seafood. Everybody else in the crew, they was ordering shit like shrimp and grits and steak and all this.
Mm.
And so they got their plates, and it was just all sour face and shit. Meanwhile, you know what I'm saying? My fish, man, that shit was hitting.
Because the ocean right there, dumb.
Yeah, like, you live by the water. I trust you to cook shit that come out the water. Stay the fuck away from shrimp and grits. You're in fucking San Diego.
Well, like,
I'm a country
water.
Nigga from Robinson County. What, y'all don't do shrimp and grits. This is what the fuck we do. Yeah. Leave that shit alone.
It got meat in it, Bill.
So,
it,
you know,
sausage.
So I just, you kind of learn. So that's the tip, you know what I mean?
Same thing with don't eat crab.
I'm happy to say I found a hole-in-the-wall Korean barbecue spot.
Ooh.
That stays open till 5 a.m.
Here?
Yeah.
This will be the right place to be for Korean food. This is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
Ethiopian food. You go to Little Ethiopia. We got places.
Right.
But yeah, don't try to order nothing with crab in California. You look crazy. It's going to start with a K.
Yeah, Louisiana dry rub was hard, though. Yeah. And then we had, like, it was like an amaretto homie.
Your classic Amir amaretto sour. Remember
that's
when that
your
was
drink?
That,
that's
oh,
your
yeah, drink. It was. I haven't had it in a second. But
that was Amir's first drink when he first started drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good onboarding drink.
At 32 years old.
Yeah, that's always hard. Yeah.
And I got my license at 34.
I wasn't going to tell all I'm your business. Developer. It's just half your business.
Yeah, Dan Sung Sa. And... yeah, it looks like the men's bathroom and every...
Come on around.
It looks like,
get in the chair.
It looks like... this is the CB... yeah, like...
We shining.
The bath,
it is spicy in here.
The interior feels like CBGB's bathroom. Like it's,
ew.
Well, without the smell.
Okay.
It's like graffiti everywhere. Yeah. It's very hole-in-the-wall-ish. But the food, they're Korean fried chicken wings.
Of course.
Which... and I gotta say, man, like... In the war of... all right... Fonte already had.
No, I'm listening.
Do you remember the first show?
You about
show
to say something about
chicken?
Fried chicken?
Yeah, I got to say, like.
Oh, no, the Korean fried chicken, though.
Korean fried chicken is.
Well, we all have learned now that black people have taught them about the fried chicken. And that's
right,
why.
Right, right.
Okay,
we're
I
not
just want to make
black
sure.
Black people.
Right.
We're just saying, like, look, y'all doing that.
It's official.
They are doing
it's
really
official.
Good. They remixed that nice.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, but that's going to be my new LA spot.
In Koreatown.
Yeah, it stays open until 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah, my theory, again, it holds up again. Like, so, yeah.
Yes. All right, so have we covered everything, kids?
I feel good. Yeah,
we covered intimacy and Muppets.
I mean, fuck, yeah.
And
what a day.
What's your porn herb search and aristocrats?
And should I go in DMs or not? I don't know.
Humpy McGee over here, we're ready to go.
All of y'all gonna be dry humping tonight.
The first thing I do when I get home is to put dry hump into the porn hub just to see what happens.
Wait, didn't we see her?
Yeah, we.
I think on a Zoom.
What happened?
Didn't we once see
when
her
we was on? When we was on, like it was. We talked about this other night.
What?
When you sent something.
Yes.
You sent us a screenshot.
Yes.
Of something, and I can't remember what it was.
And we saw your search.
And we saw your Pornhub search.
Oh.
And it was just like
that's
again,
like
I
some
learned,
Kanye shit on the phone with the thing.
You remember that?
But it was something. I'm a B person, so I'm not. It's okay. I'm not embarrassed. I'm a very.
Don't be embarrassed. Yeah.
You should not be embarrassed.
Soft porn. I'm a very.
We once did that once. Like in the early days of Instagram, whatever, I shared a screenshot. And someone, I think it was Sean. Sean.
Yes.
Sean
Cantrell.
I forget what his post name was back. Oh, damn it. Sean, damn it. Right. Yeah. He wants, like, hey, in case you might want to redo that photo again because we can see your windows. Like, you know, when you leave no closed windows, I was like, oh shit.
I know y'all should be
Oops.
Crazy. My should be. Y'all man, should be. I notice how I'm the only one to put my search in out there. You know what I'm saying? The rest of you, ain't nobody
it,
say nothing.
You no. put it out, but you did it like accidentally when you sent us okay. the screenshot. It was like.
No, I just mean the conversation today. Like I said it again, and nobody has said none
I'm
of y'all.
No, I'm going to tell you something.
You know, really, Steve?
No, no, no. I'm going to tell you.
No, I don't want to know what Steve's
it's
searching.
Almost
I don't
like
want to
my relationship.
I don't want to go there.
No, no, no. My it's almost like the rap game. Mm-hmm. Like I have hip hop that I gravitate towards that was in the late 80s and early 90s. Now sort of like hip hop. It's sort of like, all right, there's an occasional Drake song I like. Kendrick's all right. It's just now.
I can't see through these metaphors. What?
No, I'm just saying like.
The smoke
I
with these metaphors
today
is dead, isn't it?
Is, I think you get over.
It's kind of, yeah,
it, yeah.
It's
like
it's
I'm not.
Kind of, it's old. It's not a thing anymore. I mean, because it's everywhere. Like it's you know.
I'm not even saying I'm desensitized. I'm just yeah. like.
I literally just want to know what y'all put in the search box. Y'all are just.
I don't. It's over.
Fucking.
Okay.
Fucking.
That don't work on Pornhub.
Like, and apostrophe.
Or you just say what you know. Vanessa Del Rio. Like.
Oh,
like
I see. Okay.
Return to the classics.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It's like Turner movie.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, but the new shit is like trap yo, music to me. And that, look, yeah. and the thing is, I don't have anything against that because as a right businessman, as a Roots Picnic guy, as a DJ, as a Tonight Show person, I'm up on today's stuff, but I'm done.
Got you. Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
You know, okay. It's run its course.
Damn. There's nothing. On that note.
Yeah. So, on behalf of that, right. All right, Fontigolo, Laia, and her search engine, and Unpaid Bill and yeah. Sugar Steve and you know of course Love Supreme. Shout out to our illustrious. Thank you.
Yeah.
For our crew and our
I
sound.
I learned more about intimacy coordination
and Brittany
than I ever
and,
knew.
And Jake and Brian and our family at iHeart and everyone that makes this happen. We'll see you on the next go round of course Love Supreme. Thank you.
Hey. Thank y'all for listening to Questlove Supreme. This podcast is hosted by an Afro, a mouth, a rapper, an engineer, and a man with too many jobs, a.k.a. Amir Questlove Thompson, Laia St. Clair, Fonte Coleman, Sugar, Steve Mandel, and Unpaid Bill Sherman. The executive producers who get paid the big bucks, Amir Questlove Thompson, Sean G., and Brian Calhoun. Ask them for money. Produced by the people who do all the real work, Brittany Benjamin, Jake Payne, and yes, Laia St. Clair. Edited by another person who does the real work, Alex Conroy. And those who approve the real work, produced for iHeart by Noel Brown and Mike Johns. And don't forget, the man is making me sound good right now, because I do. Audio engineering by Graham Gibson at iHeart's LA studio. Thanks, y'all.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.